The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, she's known as Stephanie Joy. Say hi.
Hello.
Okay, that's good. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence and the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty and the
Daughters of Liberty.
There we go. Welcome to the show, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can go to Facebook. As a matter of fact, if you go to Facebook right now, I just posted a new picture for a idea for a new promo. I'm being a little facetious, having a little fun. But, friends, what I wrote upon, actually above this particular picture is I said, friends, your thoughts. Half an idea. What do you see come through this picture? Now, for my Saturday listeners and my weekly listeners, please take the time. I've had a couple hundred people respond. I'm really curious to know what you see in this picture. It's very creative. It's very thought-provoking. And it really comes across as bearing, well, the heart of this ministry and this radio program, Sons of Liberty and the
Daughters of Liberty.
Thank you. And so in saying that, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and post your thoughts as to what you see come through the picture. It's a picture of a flag with me bent over. It's going to be, well, it's an idea for a new promo. So again, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Post your thoughts and tell me what you see. Friends, if you'd also like to go to my personal website on Facebook, my personal page, please go to Bradley Dean and my fan page, Bradley Dean, double E on both pages. You can follow me on my Twitter account as well. That is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And phone lines are accessible today, my friends. As of the 4th, we should have four lines. We had several phone calls yesterday. Could only take a couple, but we do appreciate you calling in because this radio show is about we. Because we can do it. It's we the people, and we can do this together, not an individual, left to themselves. We want to do this thing together. And in saying that, we love to hear what you have to say. Please give us a call. Tell us your thoughts. 53 countries are listening, several affiliates in the United States of America, from coast to coast, from Minnesota all the way up to Texas, from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. 1-866-233-0747. Again, that phone number is 1-866-233-0747. And folks, I'm just reminding you all that listen to us as usual on a daily basis, except Sundays. You can download and you can go ahead and listen to the podcast at any time that you like. You can even listen to it on your phone at any time you like. But I want to remind you always that we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're doers of the word and not hearers, only deceiving ourselves. And to say all that, to say this, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want them in your own, or rather in Christ, as we always say. Now, just start it off, I just want to highlight our new product of the week, which we are doing every week. Our Saturday listeners, if you are just tuning in, the Sons of Liberty is now doing a product of the week that we are highlighting for every week. And, of course, the kicker, as I always say, those Sons and Daughters of Liberty who are members, they receive 25% off the product of the week every week. And, you know, Christmas is coming up. It's my favorite time of the year, other than summer, I have to say. But, you know, these are great gifts to be able to give truths in the Word of God. if you really want to, you know, you got that, you know, sister who doesn't really believe anything you say. You got that kid who's kind of rebellious. We've got comic books, DVDs, the My War documentary series. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, and click on the shop button, you're going to find something for all ages. So I encourage you to go there. But this week we're highlighting the prayer that rocked the Capitol. And to give you a little background on that prayer, on May 20th, 2011, preacher Bradley Dean was invited to deliver the opening prayer at the Minnesota House session. Dean delivered a prayer that called for us all to unite under the Constitution's directives, honor the sacrifice of our veterans, and to return to the founder and the foundation of our country, acknowledging America's godly heritage. Now, what happened after that prayer? Within an hour, the media attacked Dean's prayer, and over 2,000 media outlet sources across the country covered it. What did Dean say that was so offensive? That's what I would ask myself. Why did the majority speaker denounce him? I mean, you would think that the majority speaker would be all for the Constitution and honoring our veterans and the sacrifice and the foundations of our country. I mean, that seems pretty basic to me. Well, he denounced him. What really happened that day? You can find out in this DVD, which I like because...
What the state-run media didn't
right.
want
it's
you to see.
Behind the scenes, it's like the truth. You know, when you for those of you maybe in the state of Minnesota, or it went national, it was on The Blaze and a bunch of different, yeah. you know, 2,000 outlets. But for those of you especially watching the media coverage, the quote-unquote state-run media coverage, and then to actually find out what yeah. really happened that day, it's going to shock you. It's
well,
like,
that was the response.
Wow.
Is what was the uproar over?
Exactly.
What was this all about?
You know,
yeah.
a man was, as I mentioned before, he was watching the prayer and he was waiting for that big kicker. You know, what did Bradley Dean say that could really cause all this stir? And by the end of it, he's like, that's it? That sounds good to me. That was awesome. So if you really want to find out what happened that day, please call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. And remember, monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week every week, making it a $15 donation rather than the usual $20.
Okay.
But I do have to say it's worth it at the $20 as well.
Cool.
And speaking of our sons and daughters of liberty, we received this response.
Honey, that cool was kind of like a...
Cut
little,
off.
It, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go.
Okay. Well, okay, I'll just say this and then I'll stop. That'll be a clean cutoff. Speaking of our sons and daughters of liberty, we received this response from Richard, who is a new Sons of Liberty member, and this is what he said. Thanks for letting me know about giving. It is a privilege to support such an uncompromising, godly man. I will pray for him, meaning Bradley Dean, and the Sons of Liberty also. So thank you, Richard. We really appreciate those encouraging words. I can go on, but I'm
no, done. No, I got a brand new letter. As a matter of fact, it just, well, it came to my aid just seconds ago. And I thought to myself, I need to share with the people as to what sort of people are constantly, well, attacking this ministry on a 24/7 basis. They're called the ground feeders. They're called the bloggers. And this is the mentality that it feeds into. I'm going to read that when we come back. I just thought about that because I just received it. But, folks, it's second to none. But it really exemplifies the attitude, the doctrine, the ideology, the methodology of those that are attempting to overthrow your Constitution. When we come back, I'm going to read a letter to you that I just received hours ago. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, so this just came to my aid, and I think people need to understand what we're up against in this country. For those that didn't know, I'm about to share with you, done 350 high schools across the country, did one a couple weeks ago. Going to be doing one just in about a week and a half in front of me. This is how their mind is set against those that are actually doing when making reference to our founding documents. And I just received this. As a matter of fact, I thought I received it this morning. I'm sorry, friends. I posted it last night. So right before I went to bed, I actually posted this letter. And I wanted to show you the mindset as to what you're dealing with in this country. And by the way, again, keep in mind, it's less than 1.7% of the population. By the way, I've been criticized for that as well. Oh, Bradley, there's a lot more than that. There's a lot more than that. I just seen someone actually get the right stat yesterday.
Yeah.
It's actually 1.6% of the population, not 1.7. So I'll stick to my stat.
Yeah. That's
but it's going the other way. It's even smaller than what I originally said. But that doesn't work for the commies, does it?
No.
No. See, when the American people realize that you're up against only a mindset of evildoers, guess what you're going to do? You're going to be encouraged and stand up and throw them in jail where they belong, friends, because for the most part, they do. You ready for this? So again, this is a letter received tonight from one of our tolerant friends. And pay particular attention to the way our friend ended his letter. And then I want you to define hate for me, if you would do that, please. Interesting, interesting stuff. See, this is the kind of information that people, for some reason, will not inform the American people with that this is what we're up against. We should have a national letter coming out just in a couple days here as well. But again, I want to let you know the people that we're up against. Folks, you know them as the liberals, you know them as the leftists. And when we're talking about the leftists, we're talking about those that violate the laws of our constitutional republic. And the question I have for you is, where do these people belong? Well, if you look at prison, everyone is treated equally. If you look in prison, they get free food. If you look to the prisons, they get free medical health care. And when you look to prisons, well, you see the only ones that have guns are the police and the guards.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what they want? If that's what they want, then let's send them to jail because that's where they belong. Because it's communism. It's not. If it was constitutional, it was lawful, then why do we have prisons?
That's a good point.
Yes, it is. Would you like to elaborate?
Well,
because when you high-five me like that, I think it's important that everybody hears that you're high fiving.
That was an excellent point.
Yeah,
if you think about it,
my light shine a little bit brighter.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What it is. That's like communism's like jail, you know, where you're disarmed and everyone else has the arms, you know.
Yep.
You
this
get
is
fed,
what they want.
They take care of you. You don't have to do anything. You're like a little robot. You're spoon fed.
Now tell me, after reading this letter, tell me if this mindset doesn't belong in jail.
And this is the first time I've heard this letter live here. So
same here.
Let's do it.
Okay, it starts out, Undear Bradley Dean. I would never use the term dear with someone as loathsome, despicable, and evil as you. You make me want to vomit, you stinking expletive, hypocritical, lying, hateful, bigoted sack of dog waste. How dare you talk about wanting to preserve freedom in America? You only want to impose an evangelical Christian theocracy on America, a totalitarian police state which would be no better than the brutal Islamic theocracies of the Middle East. Just listen to what this man is saying. You are part of the Christian Taliban and a grave threat to freedom in this country. You must be stopped at all costs. How dare you invoke Hitler and the Nazis when you are not much less evil than they were? You stinking expletive. Homosexuality, ? Adultery, ? Abortion, which, by the way, these are all violations of God's moral law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These are private matters, you slimy piece of vomit. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Gosh, I wonder if he would want his...
It's like the radical homosexuals. It's like, leave them alone. Well, nobody... I don't see anybody stirring them up. I see them attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them. And as far as the adultery thing goes on, that's a violation of our laws as well.
Maybe he would like the person that he loves to cheat on him. Maybe he's okay with that.
In abortion, I guess that's a private matter,
right,
too. I mean, he probably better tell that to Planned Parenthood then, yeah?
Yeah, I suppose. If his mother thought that abortion was a private matter, he probably wouldn't even be here to have an opinion to write something
right
like this.
Right. A kill in private, I guess.
That's right.
Commit adultery in private and commit the act of homosexuality in private. So, okay, so we go on. None of your business and none of the government's or the police or the courts.
Can I just add one thing to that?
Yes. Make sure it's intelligent,
right? Yeah, if he says, you know, it's all private things, if it's all private things, then why do they push this private homosexual radical agenda in public schools across America?
Exactly. That's what
to
I was trying to say.
Our young people.
Yeah,
okay,
that's what I was trying to say. He said, don't give me this sickening expletive about freedom given the fact that you literally want the U.S. government in everyone's bedroom. Okay, where he's at, I have no idea. A letter, friends, from one of our radical friends out there. He goes on, this is not what America was meant to be, you blithering idiot and slimy hypocrite. What consenting adults do in private in no one else's business, he said. Get over it, you bigoted expletive. And none of your expletive business, you self-righteous expletive. Church attendance, you idiot. There are more than 60 million non-Christians in America, and I am one of them. We do not want your stupid evangelical Christianity shoved down our throats.
Hmm.
What's he trying to shove down our throat? I'm just curious. Isn't that amazing?
His beliefs, 100%.
What's the state-run media continuously inundating you with, friends? What are they trying to push down your throat? America is not a theocracy, he said. Get over it. You and other fanatical scum have absolutely no right to turn this nation into one. Really? Are they free? Who gave them that freedom?
Just
asking, friends. He said, you expletive, idiot,
I wonder
bigot,
if he had to look up in the dictionary
hater,
some of these words.
Hater of gay people, hypocritical sack of expletive, fanatical crazed expletive, blimp full of hot air, phony, pathological liar, scheming, devious, slimeball. You're one of the lowest scums of the earth. Homosexuality is not an abomination. You are an abomination. So are you starting to understand, friends, as to who's doing the attacking here? I'd like to take your Bible and shove it up your expletive. The founding fathers are turning in their graves because of repugnant expletives like you who are infesting this nation like a cancer. Do this nation and the world a favor, he says. He said, put your gun to your head and shoot yourself. This would be good use for a gun for once. Or he said, hang yourself. America needs scum like you, like it needs a nuclear disaster or the bubonic plague.
My goodness.
Does that sound like a healthy American patriotic mindset? Does that sound like someone that actually should be loosed on a society?
No, I mean, he didn't even, half of his grammar that he chose was not even proper English. He had so many expletives.
Well, that
and he
shows
really
you
had to think. Some of those insults, I mean, he was digging deep. Like,
yeah.
He must have, you know, chewed on this a little bit to come up with all of these hateful.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even believe when he said, you know, I'm a non.
Oh, I can.
When he said I'm a non-Christian, it's like, yeah, you think you're a non-Christian. I mean, it's pretty obvious in like
yeah.
the first sentence of what you said. But this is actually it's very disturbing because when you think about there's people like this out there
sure.
in society on a regular basis, and this is the same radical ideology and mentality.
This is what's behind what the state-run media is pushing, friends, for those that did not know.
And this whole mindset, too, is what they're trying to push in public schools with our young people saying and normalizing things that God
well,
called an abomination.
I've never heard this before. I know. You know, I had a guy today. I was talking to a publicist this morning. And he said, why do you suppose you get such the reaction that you do? I said, first of all, it's the word of God. Light reproves darkness. David said he was hated for his love. Jesus said that he was hated by the world for uncovering their sin. And I'm just willing to go ahead and use the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to uncover them for who they really are. Because Scripture tells us all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. I also told this publicist, I said, I that's all I have to do is make reference to our founding documents. And these people get all spurred up because Scripture says when the commandment comes, sin revives. See, their carnal nature is exposed to the law, which is spiritual. And this is exactly what we're up against. They hate law. They're at war with God. There's no question about it. You heard what he wrote. And by the way, friends, I get these kind of letters all the time talking about blowing up my ministry, talking about raping me, talking about bashing my effing Christian head in. I get them all the time. And again, going back to the publicist, well, Bradley, why do you get such a response? I said, because for the most part, I said, if the conservatives and the patriots and the Christians in this country were doing their job, I said, I wouldn't be the one taking the heat like this by myself for the most part.
You know, and you look for Christ, and what did Christ do? As you mentioned, he took the cloak of covering off their sin. What did he do to merit such a reaction? He was crucified. That's the reaction that he got for speaking the truth.
Yes.
That's our greatest examples. What did he do? He was uncompromising, and he spoke the truth to the people, and they didn't want to hear it.
Well, you remember, right, Stephen, who was martyred, and he was actually stoned to death by the Pharisees of the day. He was one of the apostles. And it's interesting that that's all he basically said. He said, you always resist the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that they gnashed upon their teeth and they killed him. That was it. You know, it's interesting when you read the prophets in the Bible. Micaiah was thrown in prison. When King Asa was actually confronted by Hanani, he was thrown in prison. And you look at Elijah, he was called the troubler of Israel. And when you look at John the Baptist, he lost his head. And man, it's the same spirit exposing darkness. Folks, you can come right back after this break. And what we're going to talk about is you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people eventually come to believe it. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and
the Daughters of Liberty.
Okay.
Well, I gotta be a little quicker on the uptake.
That's true.
I'm a little slow on that. Like, okay, just
someone not get their coffee this morning?
Okay, I'm pumping myself up here.
Real quick, and I'm gonna give it over to you, okay?
Sounds good.
What I need you to do, friends, is I know a lot of you are driving around right now. I know that a lot of you guys are out there doing your thing. You may even be just listening to a podcast. Well, that'll be later on concerning this show. But do take the time, go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and check out the new picture idea that we have going on, because it's a new promo idea. I just wanted to get your feedback. I wanted to ask you, the listeners, what is it that you derive from this picture? That's all I want to know. Some of the responses. Vicky, Victoria Ja, Resolve, Shauna K, Roll Up the Sleeves and Do the Work of Freedom, Carol McCollum, American, Kathy Sickos, loves his country no matter what. These are the responses that are coming in from you guys.
That's awesome.
Yep. Debbie Hanning, hero. Bobby Ryan, honor, commitment, and respect. Good picture. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Because you guys are helping us decide as to if this is going to be the picture, in part as to what we're doing for the new promos. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. The picture, post your thoughts. Here's some more. Awesome honor, Chris Hayes. Lisa Jeffries, a man trying to figure out what we should do next, a man in shock at what we've become. Don Brown, respect and solace. This is great stuff.
These are great. I got some over here too. That's awesome. Well, I've got a good one that said, a patriot warrior holding up his flag. Also, Lisa Keener said, I see a heavy moral heart of recognition trying to balance concern and responsibility.
See, there's an anointing on that.
That
yeah,
is awesome.
Stuff.
It's so good. And the picture, the cool thing is it's just in the beginning stages. So as you're mentioning, this is just an idea. It hasn't even gotten perfected yet. But another one that said this, and this was very heartfelt, this pic speaks volumes. I see a couple of things, actually. First, my dad's death was service-connected, and, of course, the flag was presented to my mother. So this pic reminds me of those who mourn a fallen soldier, which is awesome. It's testimony. Second, I see a patriot cradling and caring for the country we love. thinking about ways in which he can protect her and wrapping her in prayer. Hope this helps. That came from Sue Walker.
I got one here. Brandon Billings. He said, frustration at the lack of commitment to God and country from the average American, yet doing all you can do to uphold and to hold on to the country you've grown up loving and supporting through the eyes of the Lord.
Oh,
what
awesome.
A great blend. That is great perspective, Brandon. I appreciate that. Friends, if you'd like to weigh in again, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Give us your thoughts. It does matter.
Well, and I just want to say, too, in just regards to the letter that you were just reading off, that's the second letter you've received in, what, I think 2 days?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yep.
2 days. And, you know, when we're as a ministry going out there and we're doing the job that not many people want to do. In fact, we had a lawyer here in Minnesota, a pretty prominent one, say basically, you know, you're kind of a John the Baptist. You've kind of got the opportunity or the position where you're doing things and saying things that not many people want to say. And
I do see it as an opportunity.
It really is an opportunity because it's an opportunity to change our nation. Our foundations and our country was built by men who sacrificed their all, their lives, their fortunes, their most sacred honor to give us and establish this American nation. And, you know, cowards did not establish this nation, as the saying goes and the quote goes. And certainly cowards will not preserve it. And some of you folks out there, as I mentioned, you might not be able to go boots on the ground. You might not be able to hit a high school or a university or a tea party or a church boots on the ground, but you can certainly help us in doing that. You can help be our mouthpiece. You can help put boots on our feet to go out and do that, which not many people, quite frankly, want to do. But we are willing to do it. As the Bible says, we open our mouths wide as the Lord fills it with his truth. And when did hate ever tell the truth? It never did. Love only does. And that's what this ministry is all about. So if this seems like something that you want to support a ministry that's actually out there doing, not just talking about the problem, not just giving you the answers so you feel depressed and hopeless and what's the sense. We're giving you the answers which can only be found in Jesus Christ. So we would appreciate your support in all of this. And really, to become a Sons or Daughter of Liberty is a consistent way that you can say, listen, I'm behind you. I'm with you. We're doing this thing together on a monthly basis, because that's really the foundation where we can kind of jump from and really make our efforts in going forward. Uh-huh. So if you can call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can also donate online if you prefer to do that as well. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the bottom right hand of the screen where it says donate. And we appreciate sincerely from our hearts all your support, because we know that it is heartfelt, and support doesn't always come easy. So we appreciate everything that you do to keep the Sons of Liberty out there making a difference in this world.
Now, folks, really quick, I do want to let you know that the phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Please stay topic, 1-866-233-0747, before I get rolling on this next topic. It's rightly called the useful idiots, and I didn't coin that phrase. Neither, by the way, I didn't coin the phrase racist like Leon Trotsky did, but in saying that, I did not coin the phrase useful idiots. That was Vladimir Lenin.
It just comes into play in this situation.
It's amazing how this methodology and the doctrines and these slogans and these mottos and the methodology all are contrived from that devil Karl Marx. And it's all contrived from what? His father. And he'll tell you who his father is. Satan. He said it. I didn't say it. But it's also interesting, even friends, when you look at MSNBC, I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but the slogan that they use is forward. That is a communist slogan.
For the campaign.
It's FEMA's slogan. It's MSNBC's slogan. And it was also the president's slogan. Is that a coincidence? Absolutely not. But let's start to roll here, friends. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state.
Could that be why the state goes after those that speak the truth?
It's
so hard?
Right there.
That's very telling.
Guess who said that? Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's propagandist. Let me say it again. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. What's happening today, friends? Exactly verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, exactly what Joseph Goebbels actually said.
Wow.
It is absolutely incredible. Here, let me say this, just before I start rolling on this. You can lie to the people some of the time, but you can't lie to all the people all the time. And let me put the word deceive in there as well. And you can lie and deceive God at no time.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I love that, too.
Yes, yes.
I think that's a great point. You say the truth is the mortal enemy
of the
lie.
Yep.
So, of course, that would be why those that speak out against the truth, why the state goes after them so hard to shut them down.
Of course, the state-run media.
And, you know, the Bible says the truth shall set you free. I suppose that's a little bit too much for those who
want to
stand
hard. I mean, we can preach. We could have church just off of what he said right there, because this is exactly what's going on in your country. I'll say it one more time. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the Word of God and their foundations. Now, I added that. The lie can only be maintained only for such a time as the state can keep you away from your founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, read the Mayflower Compact when you get a minute too, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution of the United States, and, of course, read the Bible, which precedes that. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. The lie can only be maintained for such a time as the state can shield the people from the founding documents. The truth. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's all at arm's reach, my friends. It's all there. Go online. It's easy to find your documents. Every house in America has a Bible, except those that write dirty, rotten letters like the one that we just read a couple minutes ago. But keep in mind, friends, the lie can only be maintained for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, what's really going on, economic, what's really going on, or military, what's really going on, consequences of the lie. Mm-hmm. Yet, friends, in America, we see all this truth. And it's God's mercy that the truth has been made manifest before our eyes. Now, the Lord's looking down and saying, okay, now what are you going to do with the truth given? I go on. Joseph Goebbels says, it is thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. In other words, those that stand up against the liars. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. See what they're afraid of, friends? They're afraid of the truth. That exposes their lies. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. One of the things that really bothers me about this is the fact that as America, you call them the left. I call them the communists. I call them the criminals. I call them what they really are. How is it that they know how to lie better than the conservatives and the Christians and the patriots know how to tell the truth? There's something wrong. It really, what it comes down to is which one believes more in their own ideology.
Absolutely.
Their own doctrines, their God, because these people believe in their God. And guess who their God is? Earth. It's idolatry. Mother Earth. The environmentalists. The radical communists. But let me go on here. Folks, this morning, which was actually the other day, as I walked into the post office, I could not help but notice that the propagandists, also known as the useful idiots, are hard at work attempting to continue deceiving the American people into believing that Obamacare is what is needed to further the good of the people at large. So that is to take from the haves and give to the have-nots, only to serve corrupt government's purposes when, in fact, the opposite is true. Now, friends, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back. You got Bradley and Stephanie Joy, Sons of Liberty and
Daughters of Liberty.
There we go. All right. Check us out. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters, if you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into the society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about useful idiots. Talking about how the other morning I walked into the post office and I couldn't help but notice that the propagandists, also known as the useful idiots, Russian revolutionary and propagandist Vladimir Lenin said, a good communist finds use for everything and nothing is more useful than a useful idiot. Well, he found his useful idiots through the state-run media. And so in saying that, we can see that the propagandists are hard at work attempting to continue deceiving the American people into believing that Obamacare is what is needed to further the good of the people at large. That is to, again, take from the haves and give to the have-nots, only to serve corrupt government's purposes, when in fact the opposite is true. So in saying all that, friends, today on a daily basis, we see media propagandists fronting for this administration and special interests. Do keep in mind what Thomas Jefferson said concerning Obamacare. Look at how prophetic our forefathers were. Look at the warnings that our forefathers established, that they gave to their posterity. That would be us. 237, 238 years later. Thomas Jefferson said, if your government is big enough to give you everything you want, it's big enough to take everything away you have. Again, he said, if your government is big enough to give you everything you want, it is big enough to take everything away from you. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. So concerning Obamacare, who would pay for it anyways? The government isn't paying for it. They're stealing your money and reallocating your money, and they're allocating your finances into the channels, into the areas, into the bureaucracies that they themselves create. That's not serving we the people. That's creating servants. So throwing all off all the warnings that our forefathers have given us, these useful idiots would have you overlook the corruption that is coming forth from this administration on a daily basis. They attempt, these useful idiots do, attempt to divert your attention from the facts, your founding documents, namely the law of the land, so that you will believe their contrived and fabricated lies, only to further, guess what, their agenda. Concerning Obamacare, again, it is clearly unconstitutional. Read Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. It only becomes effective if the people fall into line with this administration's unlawful and unconstitutional procedures. Let me say it again. Obamacare is clearly unconstitutional. Read Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. And I want you to hear me clearly again. It only becomes effective if you, the people, fall into line with this administration's unlawful and unconstitutional procedures. He does not have the right to violate the Constitution of the United States of America. If you remember right, he swore to uphold it, not to destroy it. So in order to pull off the mask off these who affront our liberties, namely these useful idiots, as a front for corrupt governments, you might want to know that Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, they interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and writers, and this is what they found out. They found out that 47% of those through the state-run media, the news anchors, the reporters, and the such, 47% of them that report the news through the state-run media, they believe adultery is okay, cheating on your spouse. That's against the laws of our constitutional republic. And why are they against the laws of our constitutional republic? Because we go back to God's moral law, which is common law, Exodus 20, verse 14. Thou shalt not commit adultery. 76% of those that promulgate the news to the state-run media see nothing wrong with homosexuality, rightly called crimes against nature. And by the way, just saying, friends, case in point, facts are stubborn things. Did you know that crimes against nature, that vernacular is directly from the Bible? Romans 1:26. 76% of those that report the news see nothing wrong with homosexuality. What's the problem? What's the problem? And what happens when you lower the law? They begin to attack law abiders, don't they? Yes, they do. Again, this is illegal, friends, according to the laws of our constitutional republic. Why? Because God said so. 90% of those that promulgate the news to the state-run media are for aborting babies. A little common sense, and you can find that in Exodus 20, verse 13, thou shalt not kill. Again, this is illegal. And by the way, abortion has never been legalized. It may look like law, smell like law, and even have the color of law, but friends, it is in fact not law. Of those that promulgate the news to the state-run media seldom or never attend church, for the most part. Again, I don't blame them. But you know what? They still have the same Bible that I do, don't they? So knowing that these people front for corruption, it's also important for the American people to know that the state-run media, the useful idiots, have less than a 21% approval rating. And folks, I haven't even brought it into the equation concerning the ground feeders, you know them as the bloggers, that work towards America's demise right along with the state-run media who they emulate. I'm sorry, I didn't say Emily. I meant emulate. E-M-U-L-A-T-E. Sorry. Emulate. One of the tactics of this administration is to have you believe that they have more numbers than they actually do. We talked about that last week. I'm sorry, the week prior to last week, this last week. One should ask if they have all of the support, why then would they have to lie? Folks, I could just sit here for another hour, right? Just sitting on that question. If they have all of the support of the American people, why then do they have to lie? Friends, if they have all of the support that they claim that they have, why do they have to lie? If they have all of the support, friends, why do they have to lie? You know what the first casualty in every war is, my friends? The truth. It's because the American people believe the lie. And when they succumb and subject themselves to that lie, you set yourself up for your own demise. If they have all of the support, why then would they have to lie? I didn't know that the state-run media had a right to lie. Oh, you know that it's freedom of speech. I didn't know that they had the right to break the laws of our constitutional republic. Guess what, friends? They don't. They don't have the right to lie at all. I'm actually going to pull up something here really quick for you. And this is by one of the architects of the First Amendment. His name is Fisher Ames. And the very purpose of freedom of speech, friends, is to eradicate lawlessness, not to advance or to advocate lawlessness. You think? Fisher Ames said the known propensity of a democracy, which we are not, we are a republic, is to licentiousness, which the ambitious call and the ignorant believe to be liberty. The ignorant believe that freedom of speech gives people the license to break the law. That is about the stupidest thing I've ever heard of ever in my life. Fisher Ames also said, no one ever became or can be truly eloquent without being a reader of the Bible and an admirer of the purity and sublimity of its language. I love that contrast. Yes. I ask you the question again, friends. If this government, and I'm talking about corruption, I'm not talking about good government, I'm talking about this corrupt administration, if they have all of the support, then why do they have to lie? Let me answer that for you. Because they don't have the support. Taking it over to Scripture really quick, it's interesting that men on Judgment Day are going to look on him who deceived the nations. Listen to what I said. Him who deceived the nations, the prince of the power of the air, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. Steal, kill, and destroy is exactly what you're seeing happening through this administration. So again, I say, they don't have all that support. As a matter of fact, headlines concerning Obamacare now declare what White House scrambles to secure support for Obamacare. White House scrambles to secure support for Obamacare. You mean that means we still have the freedom to do the right thing? Yep, it does. You mean it's not all over with? Nope, it's not all over with. You mean we can still win the day? Yep, we can, but not without sacrifice. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, my pretty little princess to the right of me. We're going to take a quick break, come back for hour two. Be back on the other side.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.